standpoint to try and alleviate, you know, pain and get back some of the mobility and everything in it. And for me, it wasn't anything that was really going to, there was no really risk, I guess, in injuring it more or anything like that. It was just kind of a pain tolerance.
And it's feeling a lot better, I guess, I think.
Yeah, a lot better today.
How were the colors? So vibrant as they were?
No, the colors subsided. It's gotten really better the last 2 days especially. I think once I've gotten out and started moving around again, it's gotten really better.
It sounds like you're getting Sam back this week. I mean, he expects to play more and set back.
Yeah.
Your offense is struggling. To have a quarterback, you know, that you know that can play, can it give you guys a boost in a sense and get you guys going?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that, I don't know how bad Mark played or anything like that. I try to stay out of that evaluation process of it. I think that this offense usually functions its best when we can run the ball effectively, utilize play action, and then we have a lot of plays off of that. And I think as long as we go and we show up and we have at least a dangerous running game, that everything else will take care of itself.
Do you still believe in this team with 5 games to go? I mean, you guys are in a tough spot.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't think that we're in that tough of a spot. We're still in a position where we can make the playoffs fairly easily as long as we can take care of our own business. So I think, you know, obviously the season hasn't gone the way we expected coming in. It's been the last couple weeks have been very rough. But, I still firmly believe we can get this done.
Chip said yesterday he had a talk with you guys about separating perception from reality. Was it important that he, you know, talk to you about that, especially about his future?
I don't get into like the future of the coaching things too much. I try and just, I come to work, and as long as he's the head coach, that's what I'm supposed to do. And I buy into the system and do all the things necessary. I try not to look too far down the road or anything like that.
I think some of the, maybe the players do, or is it to calm the nerves of the team, the collective nerves?
I can tell you with conversations that I've had with other guys, that USC rumor was never brought up once. So I doubt that it was really on anybody's mind too much.
In terms of snapping the ball cadence, is there a difference between Sam and Mark?
A little bit. But I mean, it's not that big of a difference. It's more just, I don't want to get into these. It's a little bit different. But obviously, we've worked with Sam enough this season where that shouldn't be an issue.
Connor Ballmer said yesterday he's pretty excited to play this game because it means you have to raise your level to play a team like New England.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good. I mean, obviously, we played really, really poorly the last couple of weeks. If we can come out here against a good New England team and put forth a good game and improve upon a lot of our mistakes, this can be a really good testing game for this team. I mean, I think that obviously we're running out of time now. We put ourselves in a position through the start of the season, through these last few weeks, where we really can't afford to drop too many more, if any more at all. So, the time is now, I guess, however you want to put it. You know, we have to get this corrected now. We have to go out there and start out to playing better now. And this is about as good of a team as any to test that against.
How do you block out the pressure of, like you're saying, you're running out of time and you probably play your best when you're also relaxed? How do you balance that as a professional athlete?
I think that although right now you understand that you're running out of time, I think in the game situations and once you're in the moment, you tend to operate best when you're not thinking about anything else other than just your job. And I think that just comes down to being a professional and understanding how to operate. And that goes not just with understanding, the pressure of getting things corrected quickly, but also, blocking out the crowd, blocking out numerous things outside that don't play a factor really. And that's something that we've struggled with as a team, I think, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I think that we've overthought things. We've let external things get the better of us at times. And that's why we've seen a lot of mistakes and a lot of problems along the offense. So, we have to get better at that.